this seems a little early for steak, but maybe not. We have a nationally known entrepreneur, expert in consumer sales and marketing, fifth-generation family owner, and senior vice president of Omaha Steaks International with us here this morning. He is Todd Simon. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, thanks.
Is it too early for steak?
It's not too early for steaks, although I had a 7 o'clock appointment this morning that I missed because I was getting my kids ready for school. So, luckily this one's scheduled for what time is it, 8:30 or 9:30 your time?
Yeah, it's 9:30 on the East Coast. That's right. Well, when it comes to food, I guess your house is usually pretty well stocked, right?
It is. We always have a good variety of steaks, burgers. My kids really love our gourmet franks. So at Omaha Steaks, all of our employees get a discount. We encourage ourselves to eat Omaha Steaks products all the time. So yes, we're very well stocked.
That's pretty cool. You know, I mean, we're going to talk, of course, about how to have the perfect steak and when you're grilling and all these type of things. But, you know, I just want to mention that I think it is pretty awesome. This company was founded in 1917 by immigrants, and it truly is the American dream come true, and it still is an American dream that continues.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I like to say we're an overnight success that took 95 years. And the business was started by the first and second generations, and then the third generation really started to build it. The fourth generation, my dad's generation, really took it to the next level. And then I joined the company. My cousin, who's now my partner, Bruce Simon, joined the company in 1979, and I joined in 1986. And so we've been running it sort of gradually ever since, and really manage the day-to-day thing today. And it's been really fun to work in a family business for so long. But one of the reasons we're successful is not because of our family, but because of our 2,000 non-family team members who really make this thing hum every day.
Absolutely. I understand. I didn't see this episode, but I understand that Omaha Steaks was featured on Celebrity Apprentice too.
We were almost 2 years ago now. They did a feature on Omaha Steaks. We were the task that the teams had to do, and Gary Busey was on the show, Meatloaf was on the show, LaToya Jackson, Marley Matlin. It was really a great group, and it was really fun to work with them on the episode.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty cool. But what can you tell us about as far as grilling the perfect steak? I think everybody is in search of the ability to grill the perfect steak.
Right. Well, we always offer our top five tips for perfect grilling. They're really very simple. The first one is you need to clean and preheat your grill on high. Unless you're smoking or doing something with slow cooking, we always recommend really using as much heat as you can. And then you lightly oil and you season everything before you put it on the grill. Of course, you don't want to mess up a great piece of meat, so you always want to cook it less than more, and then you can always put it on for more time. But lightly oiling and seasoning helps the searing process and prevents sticking. And then we recommend you sear the outside of the steaks when grilling using a tongs or spatula to turn the meat. Don't use a fork. When you poke holes in it, it lets the juices out. So use a tongs or spatula, and don't mess around with it. Don't press it with the spatula or whatever. Just you put it on. The fourth tip is to use the 60-40 grilling method. So you put it on, let's say you've determined using the Omaha Steaks cooking chart or the Omaha Steaks Steak Time app for your iPhone or Android. You've determined, let's say, it takes 10 minutes to cook that steak to whatever your preferred level of doneness is. You put it on 6 minutes on the first side, that's your 60%, and then after 6 minutes you flip it and you leave it on for 4 minutes on the second side, and then you take it off the grill. Don't mess around with it. And then once you take it off the grill, you place your cooked steak on a clean plate and allow it to rest for 2 to 5 minutes before serving, and that helps the natural juices, completes the cooking process, and makes it cook evenly all the way through.
Now, of course, that's the cooking part, but don't you need to have good meat? I mean, how do you know when you're buying that you're getting good meat? I mean, I know that buying Omaha Steaks you're probably guaranteed, but what goes into the actually figuring out what makes good meat?
Well, you know, it really depends on what you're trying to do with the meat. You know, if you're going to marinate something or tenderize it, you know, naturally in some way, you know, you can start out with sort of a, you know, lesser, less expensive cut of meat, like a, you know, flank steak or a triangle or, you know, even a brisket or something like that. If you're going to be cooking a steak and the steak is really the centerpiece in and of itself, you know, you want to use one of the we prefer that you use one of the four main steaks, like a filet mignon or a New York strip steak, a top sirloin steak, or a, you know, like a T-bone porterhouse, even a ribeye steak. And what you're going to want to look for in that steak is you're going to want to look for marbling. A lot of people think that, you know, lean is better, and in many ways, you know, from a if you're worried about your cholesterol intake, you know, obviously the leanest cuts are the best. But, you know, everything in moderation. So what we recommend is a small portion, you know, 3 to 5 ounces, and then you want to look for the marbling in the meat. You want to look for the beautiful white veins of fat that run inside the meat, and those are what add really the delicious beefy flavor to the meat when you cook it. So marbling is the key, and you know, when you can shop from Omaha Steaks with absolute confidence, if you're shopping someplace else, you know, you definitely want to look for choice grade or better.
Now, as far as cooking a steak, you know, I mean, we all love a grilled steak, but is that the best way, or what is some of the better ways to cook?
So grilling is obviously sort of America's favorite pastime when it comes to cooking steaks.
And is a gas grill or charcoal, which do you prefer?
I would say in a perfect world, I'm sort of agnostic. If you have the time and you can do it safely, you know, grilling over charcoal, particularly wood charcoal, certainly adds a certain kind of a flavor, and it gives you that certain do-it-yourself feeling of really having accomplished something.
Yeah.
Right?
Please, fire burn.
Exactly. Actually, you know, it's that caveman thing of actually building the fire and tending to it. For me, I mean, just because we grill almost every day, and you know, we're kind of pressed for time, and I've got two little kids at home. You know, we use a gas grill. It sits right outside of our kitchen door. It's easy to get to. It's easy to use. I can use it all year round. So, I mean, the convenience of gas is really, you know, is really pretty terrific. But you can also cook in a number of ways. You can cook in your oven broiler. You can pan fry on the stovetop. When you do that, we recommend that you use a like an iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
They also make special pans that have like lines for searing the steak in the house. And then one of the methods I like to use is called sear roasting. And what you do is you basically start out by pan frying the steak for about a minute or two on each side to get it seared. And then you put it in a 400 degree oven for about 10 minutes, and that actually roasts the steak all the way through. You get the best consistent doneness when you cook like that. It takes a little practice. You got to try it a couple times, but also a good technique. But for, you know, this time of the year in most parts of the country, cooking on that gas grill is probably what people do the most.
Well, those are very good tips. Now, any other good grill items that you should serve with your steak while you could grill if you're grilling? I mean, what would you recommend?
You know, for me, it's very simple. I like to grill vegetables alongside my steak. I have one of those perforated pans that keeps them from falling through the grates.
Sure.
Of the grill. And oftentimes when I put a steak on, I'll take an onion or some green onions, some asparagus, some peppers. I'll put them all in a Ziploc bag. I'll put a little olive oil and salt in there, shake them up to get it all coated very well, and then just dump it on the perforated grill pan alongside the steaks. And, you know, it's a perfect way to serve warm grilled vegetables alongside the steak. To me, that's the ultimate, and it's nutritious and delicious.
Does your wife cook?
She does.
She does.
She does, although she does not do much on the grill. She sort of gets everything ready for me and says, you go do that.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't think of anything better than being married to the one of the owners of Omaha Steaks here. And
well, you don't
you
have to live
dinner.
With me every day, so you know, be careful what you say.
Well, this has been terrific. We certainly appreciate you calling in here this morning. Omaha Steaks. Now, you can people can visit your website to order, right?
Yeah, they can. We actually have a special for your listeners. I can tell you about it really quickly.
Sure.
It's called The Favorite Gift. It's got two of our 5-ounce filet mignons, two top sirloin steaks, four pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 stuffed baked potatoes, and 4 of our most popular dessert items called a caramel apple tart. That's normally $154. We've got on special for your listeners today at $59.99.
Wow.
And they can find that on our website by going to omahasteaks.com/summergrilling. Or if you're calling from a mobile phone, just dial **steak, and we'll send you a text message with a link on how to access that. So just **steak from your mobile phone or omahasteaks.com/summergrilling.
Okay, I'm going to have to go there and get some because that sounds delicious. That sounds great, Todd. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Absolutely. This has been great. That website to go to is omahasteaks.com, and go for their special summer grilling, and you can buy 154 favorite gift pack for only $59.99. Now, how does this come to us? Is it safe? I mean, this is pretty warm.
Absolutely. You know, we've been doing this for going on 40 years now. It's our portable deep freeze package. It's a styrofoam box, and it's got some dry ice in it, and then we just put all of the different items in the box, seal it up, shrink wrap the whole thing, and UPS it or FedEx it right to your door. Everything's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If anything goes wrong with the delivery, which it rarely does, or if there's something that you don't prefer in the package, just let us know and we'll refund your money or send you something new. So it's you can really buy with complete confidence at **steak or at omahasteaks.com.
All right, Todd, thank you so much for calling us today. We'll be looking for these specials to come up again and have you back on the air.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, thanks
happy
so much,
calling.
Todd. Mm-hmm. Okay. Happy steak eating.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is Todd Simon right here with us with Omaha Steaks. Can you imagine getting a $154 package for $59.99? And what's in that pack? Let me tell you one more time. 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 8 4-ounce Omaha steak burgers, 4 stuffed baked potatoes, and 4 caramel apple tartlets. I'm hungry.